11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League Podcast. We're back for a look at the Championship. And we're also going to get an FA Cup treble from the man himself, Pete Farris, who's going to be cock-a-hoop because he landed a nap last week. Peter?
Yes, very happy man. Very happy man.
Very good.
It's been a long time coming. I'm not going to get cocky yet, though. When I've landed seven or eight in a row, that's when...
that's when you'll get cocky. I like it a lot. If Pete glitches, it's not because we've turned him into a robot or anything. It's because we're using Skype today. We've gone all high-tech, just because we can, really. Should we launch into it, Peter? Before we do start to glitch in any form. We're going to have a look at, first up at Derby versus Blackpool. 4-5 the price for Derby. Blackpool are 3-1. And the draw is priced up at 5-2. Derby County up to fourth in the Championship. 31 points from their 18 games. Blackpool aren't too far behind either. Four goals, in fact. They're in sixth place on the same number of points. Derby, I mean, what a run they're on, Pete. Four straight wins, beating Sheffield Wednesday 3-0, away at Bournemouth 1-0, went to Wigan and won 3-1, and then beat Middlesbrough 2-1 in the week. Now, you could argue maybe that not all of those teams are in tip-top form, and Wigan have obviously had other things on their mind as well. Blackpool have been fairly inconsistent of late. When you go back a long way to find a defeat, they had that Millwall loss, then they went on this really lovely run, and now it's like win one, lose one, draw one, win one, draw, lose one. You have to be with Derby here, don't you? 4-5.
Well, you say they went on a lovely run after that Millwall game, Lee, but I mean they have won just three of the last 11 games that they've played. They're a scary side. I mean, yes, Paul Ince was of course not around for quite a lot of that, having had a complete stadium ban. He's now back. Not that it's making a huge bit of difference. They were beaten the league by Yeovil, weren't they? So you can't really be with Blackpool here. And I've got to admit and be very clear, I was very against the sacking of Nigel Clough. When Derby sacked Nigel Clough, I felt it was the absolutely wrong decision. I thought that it was just stupid and reactionary. Steve McLaren's doing pretty well, isn't he? If you look at what he's done since he took over at the club, of course, the first game was a game he was sort of in the stands for, which was the 4-4 against Derby. Since then, I mean, they've drawn one, lost one, but won the rest. They're scoring goals. They played Borough in the week, and admittedly, it was a 90th minute goal that won them the game against 10-man Borough. But still, it's another win. And you look at how they're scoring at home, four against Ipswich. Can't really attribute too much of that to McLaren, but four against Ipswich, three against Leeds, three against Sheffield Wednesday, twice against Borough. They're scoring goals as well. The problem is, on Blackpool games, especially their away games, and certainly of late, the last five, you can't look at overs. I mean, not landed in any of the last five. There's been, you know, four clean sheets thrown in there for either side. They drew 0-0 against Charlton. They won 1-0 against Forest. They lost 1-0 against Yeovil. So if you're getting beaten away at Yeovil, I know that Yeovil are showing signs, but if you're getting beaten away at Yeovil, do I really think you have a chance at Derby? And then you throw the price in here, almost even money. In fact, they were even money first thing this morning. They're now 4-5. And 4-5 is fantastic value for Derby in this game, Lee. Blackpool aren't scoring. Derby are scoring rafts of goals. They're looking incredibly dangerous. They've got goal scorers in that side as well now. You know, you've got Martin starting to look very handy. You've got Connor Salmon who's starting to add goals to that side as well. Johnny Russell's come back from an injury and he scored the other week against Leeds and looked very, very good. Bryson can get them if he needs to. The whole side is now starting to look very, very dangerous indeed. In fact, the only team who, of course, beaten Steve McLaren in his time at Derby was the team he was at before as a coach, which is QPR. So for me, it's simply a Derby outright play here. The 4-5 looks absolutely excellent when you consider how well they're playing, how they're scoring goals, and basically how Blackpool aren't.
Yeah, fair enough. Can't really argue with too much about that. Bolton versus Doncaster Rovers is the next one that we're going to have a quick look at. The prices, first of all, Bolton are 4-6. Doncaster Rovers are 16-5, and the draw is priced up at 5-2. Well, Bolton are below Doncaster Rovers in the table, courtesy of a 1-point difference. Donny are in 15th, Bolton 18th. Bolton were on that really good run of unbeaten games. They lost back on the 21st of September, and then were drawing a lot of games, and then won 3 on the bounce. Since then, they've lost to Middlesbrough 1-0, and lost at home to Huddersfield on Tuesday night by a single goal to nil as well. And the reaction from the fans on Twitter and other social media forums and forums themselves was pretty scathing about Bolton after that defeat on Tuesday night. Donny, one defeat in the last 5 games, so they've kind of stopped the rot because they were in pretty bad form before that. The results since that rot was stopped were a 0-0 draw at Barnsley, a 2-1 win over Yeovil, a 2-0 defeat at Charlton. They beat QPR 2-1 at home and went to Birmingham on Tuesday and drew 1 goal apiece. I'm sorry, Pete, but 4-6 on Bolton. From what we're told about them, that seems awfully short.
It's too short. It's far too short for a side who've won once at home in the league so far this season. You absolutely can't play it. And that's where the quandary comes in, because you're playing a side who've won once away all season themselves. The game against Bolton, I'm reliably informed, Middlesbrough against Bolton was one of the worst games our colleague Mark Wilson's seen. Of course, a missed penalty by Jermaine Beckford meant that they didn't win that. So we win a point in that game, a game that by all means should have been a draw. Losing to Huddersfield isn't horrendous. It was a wonder strike from Ollie Norwood, and he's a great player. Huddersfield are in a great run of form themselves right now. So it's very hard to go too strongly against Huddersfield either. So at the moment, Bolton are playing a poor team in Middlesbrough and an okay team in Huddersfield, losing those two games by a single goal. And their home form does not represent value at 4-6. It just doesn't. We sometimes things are value if they're 1-7, you know, but at 4-6, this is not value for me. It's just not value. So for me, really, you've got to be looking the other way. You've got to be looking in some way, shape, or form at a pro Doncaster Rovers bet. But then how do you do that? They've only scored in 2 of the last 5 away games. They haven't, like I say, won anything other than once, and that was away at Sheffield Wednesday this season. So it's such a hard game to call, and that, I think, is why I've landed here on the X at 5-2, the draw. You know, Bolton have only won once at home so far this season, but have also not exactly lost loads. They've lost 3 times, narrowly to Leeds, narrowly to QPR, and narrowly to Huddersfield. But you can't go with Doncaster either. And this is a game, for me, that's just got that draw. It's got that X. Like, it's sometimes you say, this is an unstoppable force against an immovable object. Well, this is an easily stoppable force against an object on giant wheels. And so, for me, that means that these two are just going to cancel each other out in exactly the same way, but in a much more meh kind of way. Dougie Freeman's job at Bolton is still a big one. It's still a horrible start to the season. They're still only 4 points off the relegation zone. I don't see anything other than these two teams cancelling each other out. And for me, at the end of the day, yeah, 5-2 is a good price for a draw. You can't be with Bolton.
Birmingham versus Borough next. We've got prices of 13-10 for Birmingham, 11-5 the draw, and Middlesbrough are priced up at 13-8. Two teams locked together on 19 points. Middlesbrough are 16th, Birmingham 17th, courtesy of a 0 goal difference for Borough. Birmingham have got -2 on the board at the moment. You look at the last 5 games, and you'd have to say that the form guide is with Birmingham. The 1-1 draw with Doncaster at home, 3-0 at Barnsley, 1-1 at home to Blackpool, and 3-1 away at Huddersfield. They've enjoyed going to Yorkshire recently. I suppose the home form has let them down, Pete. You have to go back quite a way to find their last home win, and that was that 4-0 thumping of Millwall in the first of October, which is a fair distance away now. Middlesbrough's recent form, the 2-1 defeat at Derby on Wednesday, came late, didn't it? Looked like they were going to get a draw until Conor Salmon popped up right at the end. They had beaten Bolton before that, but hadn't won any of the previous 3 before that. Pick the bones out of this. There looks to be some value here, Pete. It's just finding it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the market isn't there right now, but it certainly will be probably by the end of today, and certainly by the time people are getting their Saturday morning bacon sandwiches and bets down. And the over 2.5 goals is an absolute play for me. It's got to be a play. You look at Borough's away form And yeah, it's only landed in three of the last five away from home, but he's landed in all but three games so far this season away from home. They score goals, Borough. That's not their issue. Their issue is that defensively, they're very, very weak indeed. And yeah, recently they've lost at QPR, they've lost at Leeds, and you kind of go, well, fair enough, those are good sides. And you've got to throw Derby in with that as well now too. But at Barnsley, at Blackburn, and Aitor Karanka is still trying to find a bit of a mix. So it's hard to read too much into form too far back now because it's a new man in charge with new ideas. And that's going to take a little while to start to bed in, isn't it? As for Birmingham, well, I mean, it was a strange old game. They really should have won against Doncaster Rovers. But then, of course, David Cottrell popped up with that absolute wonder strike that Paul Dickoff, I think, hailed as a fantastic equaliser. So you look at that and you say, well, how would I be with Birmingham? You say, well, their top goal scorer this season is Jesse Lingard with six goals. But he got four of those in one match. So all of a sudden you worry about them scoring goals. Over 2.5 is an absolute play for anyone's coupon. Don't have the price to hand right now, sadly, but anyone's coupon has got to be inclusive of over 2.5 goals in this Borough game. The other one for me is Albert Adoma anytime at 11-4 for Middlesbrough. Had a couple of great chances the other day, a couple of great chances against Derby. He scored twice against Barnsley. He is Borough's, you could say, main dangerous threat at the moment. 11-4 is a big price. I do expect Middlesbrough to score in this game. I do expect both teams to score to land. In terms of an outright, it's very difficult, but this is a definite BTTS. It's a definite over 2.5. And for me as well, it's a definite Albert Adoma anytime, 11-4. It's a tricky game, this one. If I'm honest, I would err slightly more towards Middlesbrough winning it. There are shoots. There are shoots at the Riverside right now. But I can't, in all good faith, put them up on this podcast.
Fair enough. Yeovil take on Charlton. Yeovil are priced up at 11-8. It's 21-10 the price for the draw. And Charlton are 13-8. These two teams languishing near the bottom of the table. Charlton are 21st with 17 points. Yeovil 2 points back in 22nd on 15 points. Charlton's away form at the start of the season, they scored goals and conceded them in equal measure, pretty much. And then you look at the last few games, 1-0 defeat at Reading, 1-0 defeat at QPR, can't really complain too much about that. Beat Birmingham 1-0, beat Blackburn 1-0, so just four goals in the last four away games for Charlton. As for Yeovil, you look at their recent form, well, they've just recorded back-to-back wins. They beat Blackpool and they beat Watford in the Championship, and that's the first time they've recorded back-to-back wins since they did it at the start of the season when they beat Millwall and Southend in the League Cup. In between there, Pete, it's been pretty torrid for them, hasn't it, Yeovil? I saw on Twitter one of our mutual followers, I think, was putting Yeovil up as a great bet. I'm not so sure. I think Charlton are tight.
They are tight. You know, it's a fair point. I mean, I am happy to go with them to win this game, though. I mean, the fact of the matter is, yes, Charlton have lost four of the last five games they've played, beating only Doncaster Rovers in that period. They have had two decent away wins at Birmingham and Blackburn, who aren't exactly fantastic sides, not that I'm suggesting Yeovil are. The teams they've failed to score against, Burnley, fair enough, QPR, fair enough, Reading, fair enough. So you are right that in some ways Charlton can't be ignored here, but I'm ignoring them. Yeovil's home form after that horrible start with no home goals in four has actually turned into something pretty decent. I mean, they lost 2-1 to Leicester in a really good game. They drew 0-0 with Brighton. They beat Forest and Blackpool, good wins. And of course, there was also that narrow late loss against Wigan. And again, I just think there's a little bit of momentum building there. Now, if they were odds on, you wouldn't be touching Yeovil here. If Charlton were a huge price, you know, you're 16-5, something like that, you'd say, well, a draw, no bet's good value. But Charlton are 13-8, Lee. So, while the point is that, yes, Yeovil might be a bit tricky to back at 11-8, surely Charlton are just as hard to back at 13-8, aren't they? This is the point I'm trying to make. Yeah. When you think about it, that they're not an attractive enough price at 13-8 to back away from home. They're just not. I also think, though, importantly and most importantly, that Yeovil win the game. They've started to find some confidence. They've started to find a bit of momentum. And their recent five-game home form at Yeovil isn't bad at all. Two losses, a draw, and two wins. No team in the Championship would complain about that. So for me, I'm going to take a Yeovil win here at 11-8. It's just a definite play for me. Yes, they got that win against eight-man Blackpool, but don't forget, it was incredibly late that those three red cards came. So it's not like they you know, hit them after the red cards. They were already 1-0 up before the Blackpool red cards drifted in. So, yeah, I mean, I Yeovil have got to be played. They've got to be played. And I just remembered as well another point that I did want to make on the Derby game, Lee. Blackpool missing those three men who were sent off the other night.
Yeah.
That was another point I wanted to miss as well. Of course, they'll be missing Fuller, Broadfoot and McKenzie. So, you know, that Derby bet looks good. This Yeovil at 11-8 bet looks very good as well.
Leeds United are at home to Watford, 11-8 Leeds, 21-10 the draw, and the price for Watford to win away is 13-8. Watford sinking down the table slowly but surely, 24 points now from their 12 games, from their 18 games, sorry, in 12th position. Leeds United, 29 points from their 18. And it's like chalk and cheese, the form of these two sides. Watford without a win now in the last seven games, and they've been a few losses in there as well. Four of them have been defeats. You look at the away form is much better though. Haven't lost an away game since the 1st of October. They've drawn at Burnley, at Borough and at Brighton and beat Huddersfield 2-1 back at the start of October. Leeds United, just that one defeat to Blackburn in the last five, and at home they've been going great guns. They've got recorded five straight wins, scoring two against Bournemouth, scoring four against Birmingham, scoring another two against Yeovil, two against Borough and two against Wigan. And that man Ross McCormack is on fire. The Elland Road crowd have got a new hero, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
That might be overstating it slightly, but, you know, in these days...
I would say that after a long time with no individual player to cheer, you know, Leeds fans are always wanting a hero, aren't they? You go back to your Kules, your Vidukas, you go further back, and there's all these big names in the history. And who have they had over the last...
Jermaine Beckford.
Beckford maybe, but even then he wasn't massively popular.
No.
All of a sudden Ross McCormack is becoming that man again. Yeah. And there's no doubt. I mean, 14 goals so far this season, two again in the week. It's a simple bet for me, this one, Lee. Why are Leeds 11-8?
I'm not sure.
I don't get it. I think it's possibly because Watford have only lost twice on the road so far this season, those being Blackpool and Blackburn, I think. But the fact of the matter is, Watford don't look right. That looks like there's something very wrong with Watford. You're looking at Leeds, who've just won five games back-to-back, and then one of my favourite ways, one of the ways I've made the most money on betting on this competition in the last couple of years. And I've done it by going with Brian McDermott when he's got a run. How many times have I said to you, Lee, on this podcast, in private, when I've snuck into your room on a night and whispered it in your ear while you slept, I always want to be with Brian McDermott on a run, because he knows how to get a run, a run going, doesn't he? Looks wedding.
Hang on a minute. Whoa. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
So I'd always wake up and wonder, you know, when you wake up and you're kind of in a bit of a slumber, and I never knew what exactly it was you were saying. So why didn't you stop me then when I, you know, oh man, this is that. We shouldn't have broken this on the podcast, mate.
No, not really. And that's why we'll be dealing with most of it in court. Right, but
fine.
Listen, the fact of the matter is that he knows how to keep a run. The runs that Reading had under Brian McDermott were absolutely magnificent. The runs that he can keep a team on are fantastic. The Race 2, when it goes live as a bet, which will be very soon indeed, a definite back. They've won the Race 2 in the last five back-to-back home games. They're 11-8 against a side who, yes, have lost just the twice away from home so far this season, but they've also won only three times away from home this season against a poor Birmingham side and at the time awful Barnsley side, and then at the time, poor Huddersfield side. Other than that, they can't win games. There'll be punters out there saying the draw is a worry, and I get why the 21-10 draw is a worry, but I also don't care. Even money Ross McCormack anytime has got to be worth a look. It's got to be worth a look. So too is the anytime goal scorer win cast. 2-1, McCormack anytime leads to win.
Very good. Only two games in the other two divisions, so we're going to have a look at the FA Cup this weekend, Peter. You've picked out three bets for us. Fire away.
A couple of bets I think are interesting.
Yeah, go on.
I'm sorry, I thought you'd finish. First of all, Bristol Rovers at home to beat Crawley. Crawley, of course, have had a bit of a turbulent time in the last couple of weeks, sacking Richie Barker, and in the last, 48, 72 hours, employing John Gregory. who's come back into the world of football. They're drawn, I bet, 5-4 Bristol Rovers. It's a tricky place to go, despite what you'd say isn't a phenomenal run of form at home so far this season. 5-4 drawn, I bet, Bristol Rovers is absolutely excellent. I think Northampton Town are beginning to find their feet. Yes, Eddie Boothroyd would be more concerned with the League Two form. And yes, Grimsby aren't exactly a poor side. But for me, again, drawn, I bet, Northampton Town at 11-10 is excellent value. I think this is a good way to get a bit more form injected into your side ahead of your charges for promotion, ahead of your charges for fighting relegation. I think Northampton Town are overpriced this weekend as well. And finally, I do think that Rochdale are interesting away at Rotherham. It's another underdog. It's another draw, no betly. Rotherham, of course, have been rocked a little bit this week. Sheffield Wednesday were refused permission to talk to Steve Evans about their opening for a manager after, of course, Pads and Company with Dave Jones. And that is one of the things for me. Sometimes we have seen this, haven't we? We have seen this, where a manager is linked with another club and the focus and a little bit of the momentum is popped. And Rotherham have been playing great football, 3 wins from 5, 2 draws. But again, I think draw no bet Rochdale, who themselves are an excellent side under Keith Hill, at 12-5 is just too big a price, draw no bet. So it's draw no bet Rochdale, draw no bet Northampton, and draw no bet Bristol Rovers.
Very good. Yeah, like those. We'll do both teams to score double then. Unfortunately, I'm not sure why this is, Pete. But there's not a lot of markets out, are there, for the Championship? I've just tried to get in touch with the guys to find out why. So you're going to have to put the prices to these yourself. And as such, I haven't been able to check the prices on these two. But what I'm going to do is I've got four, four both teams to score selections. I was going to judge it on prices. But I'll mention all four and I'll pick the two that I like best. First one is Sheffield Wednesday versus Nottingham Forest. 87.5% of Sheffield Wednesday's home games have featured both teams scoring. 77% of Nottingham Forest's have featured both teams scoring. You just don't get those kind of stats at this time of the season generally. It's right up there as one of the highest both teams to score probabilities in Europe. 82% as a total there, so that has to go in. I'm presuming it's going to be pretty short, but I think it's short for a reason. Brighton-Leicester, another one. 77% of Brighton's home games have featured both teams scoring. 66% of Leicester's away games, so the cumulative percentage is 72%. Morecambe versus Cheltenham's another one. 77% of Morecambe's home games have featured BTTS, and 66% of Cheltenham's aways have as well. And the fourth one, Derby versus Blackpool. It's all about the 66s here. 66% of Derby's home games and 66% of Blackpool's away games have featured both teams to score. So my recommendation would be to pick the two best priced ones of those four and stick them in a double. What nap are you going for, Peter?
This week, Lee, the nap of the week is going to have to be Leeds at 11-8 to beat Watford. Also like the race to 2, and you know, I'll put my name to the outright because that's the price we have right now. 11-8 I think is great for a side in the form and on the roll that Brian McDermott has got them on right now. They can't be opposed. Watford, despite not having lost a lot of away games, haven't won a lot away either, and the ones they have won are against sides a darn sight worse than Leeds. So 11-8 for Leeds to win is a great bet, I think, Lee.
Yeah, very nice. I do like that one. I'm going for overs goals in the match between the one that I was talking about in the both teams to score, Sheffield Wednesday versus Nottingham Forest. Again, no prices, unfortunately, so you have to check this one. But over 2.5 goals in Sheffield Wednesday versus Nottingham Forest is my nap of the weekend, for obvious reasons, because there's usually plenty of goals, the same kind of stats as the both teams to score. Peter, thank you very much for your time. Skype just about held up. There was a couple of bits where you had elongated words. I don't know whether to edit them out or leave them in because it makes you sound quite like you're something from the Terminator films.
Well, I did always like Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is what I think inspired me to go and see Philomena last night at the cinema.
Right.
I think it's an experiment that we may well continue in the future.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. It sounds like you're sat right next to me. Pete, have a great weekend.
Yeah, cheers, pal, you too.
You can hear Pete on In Play Radio, William Hill's In Play betting commentary service, talking about all the football over the course of the weekend. That's at inplayradio.co.uk. If you're having a bet on any of the Championship matches or the FA Cup this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.